This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, if you want to be part of the conversation. If you don't, that's cool too. No problem. The man, our hearts and prayers still go for those people in Texas. They're going through it. They can't seem to catch a break, which really stinks. I mean, not so much of the hurricanes there, but, you know, the remnants of the storm are there. Now it's moving over to Louisiana. And I can imagine Louisiana is still reeling from, you know, years and years of issues. The levees are still a problem. You see me looking. Some of you watching, you can see me looking off the TV set. Yeah, you know, again, now it's called Tropical Storm Harvey. But I'm not a weather aficionado, so I don't know. You know, as it moves towards Louisiana, and I know it's moving over land and over water, I wonder if that gives it strength again.
No?
No. I thought it picked up strength when it moved over the water.
Over the water. It's on land.
Yeah, but both. It's in the little gulf thing there where the water is.
Land means no.
And whatever. I've been told no. I don't think she has a meteorology degree either, though. I'm not so sure. Anyway, yes, I'm Joe Messina, your host. That's the Peanut Gallery, also known as producer Tammy. Always good to have her with me, otherwise nothing would happen. Anyway, head up to the website, realsite.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. You really don't. You just need to understand what it is. You need to understand what they're trying to sell you. They're trying to get you to believe. The North Korea, that little round guy over there in North Korea. I still say we should make it Lake North Korea, but nobody agrees with me for some reason. You know, when do we stop this? How do we stop this? I can tell you how to stop it. Turn it into a lake. He's not going to stop rattling you, saber rattling. Saber rattling nothing. Not at this point. He's launching missiles over Japan. And you heard on Monday, again, North Korea launched a missile over northern Japan. And not only is it an international crisis, but it should be a concern for everybody involved. And I do not understand why China, do they really believe? Why China doesn't believe that this could be a problem for them. Seriously. And not just China. What about anybody else he's miffed at? I guess all those bad players. they're all part of the same thing, I guess. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And I do so much appreciate the time that you are, that you is, spending with me on the air and in the chat room. The Japanese government is warning their citizens about the possibility of a Northern Korean missile strike. Now, Japan, to their credit, did absolutely nothing to retaliate. Yeah, they didn't do any saber rattling either. This is really interesting. You know, that you would think that the people in that region would be petrified as to what's going on and looking for help and looking for sanctions and looking to close him down. I'd like to know what he believes they're going to do about it. I'd like to know what he believes, you know, little Kim Jong-un. You know, the South Koreans, I mean, he wants what he wants, or else he's going to keep doing this. I think you should knock a couple of these out of the air. That's what I think. Now, it's not the first attempt by the North Korean, you know, moving in on the Japanese territory. North Korea has sent stuff or sent projectiles that have landed in the Sea of Japan this year alone, just in 2017. On July 28th, July 4th, June 8th, May 21st, May 13th, April 4th, March 6th, February 11th. I feel like it's the red line thing again. Don't you? Don't you? I don't know about you, but I feel like it's the red line thing again. I feel like they're going, here, pass this line. Here, cross this line. Here, cross this line. Don't do that again or else. We need to do more than just try to make this guy feel good about himself or give him money or. We need to make it hurt. Seriously. And you can only imagine, how do you think you'd feel if you heard about a missile coming overhead, right? And how far away do some of you think we are from war? Those of you in the Facebook page or even in the chat room online. I want to know which one of you guys think that we're going to be at war with North Korea in a short period of time. I do. I think something's going to happen there. Something's going to bubble up that we're going to have to deal with and take care of. I think it was General Kelly. One of the generals said we could wipe them out in about 18 minutes. Wouldn't take us long at all. Be one of those things where you get up in the morning, wipe them out, go back to bed. It's a real problem. Joe Messina, your host. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore joins us right after the break. Corey Duncan, he has property in Texas. I wonder if he was there when it happened. We'll find out when he comes on with us. He also lives on the East Coast. He's in Baltimore or in the Baltimore area a lot. Want to find out what's going on there as well. Considering, you know, Black Lives Matter can pretty much do whatever they want to. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
I've been taking One World Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, so much you can get involved with. Or we have a live feed also up on Facebook. But I don't want to waste his time. I always enjoy when he's on with me. Corey Duncan, also known as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, joins us as he does every week to give us some insights on what's going on in the streets. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Pierre. Thank you.
You have a facility, an abode, a house in Texas. Is it now a houseboat, or how did it make out?
well, first and always, I always like to say God bless the Lone Star and all of the United States. But, how can I put this?
Be nice.
The state of Texas is a tough state, and I didn't grow up there. I went to school there, and I got a lot of good friends, and spent a pretty middle part of my life there. And one thing I know is you can't do nothing to a Texan because they don't make it no bigger or no better there, as I said on my Facebook page earlier this week. But my family is doing well. Sustained a little damage to one of their houses. My house is pretty good for the exception of the land. There's a lot of standing water, and it's going to be for at least a couple months probably or whatever because we got at least 4 to 5 feet of water. So, and, you know, it's really not too much you can do about that. But I want to thank the governor of Texas and, you know, everyone is just, like, sending money and doing and, you know, helping out the family members that they have there. And that's what this is all about. It's not about politics. It's not about religion. It's not about none of that. It's about trying to help because there's a lot of people that was, I'm, like, 35 to 40 miles, I would say northwest of Houston, and Sugar Land is a little bit below me, and they got hit real hard. Now, we got hit hard, but not as hard as other people who happen to go around in canoes on boats. But it's because a lot of this, and I'll give an education on it, you know, whenever you want me to, that the Department of, well, the Corps Engineers, Army Corps Engineers, when they built these, make sure that these cities had drainage, they did a poor job. And that's why you see the things happening in New Orleans and Houston, Galveston, and places like that, because there's no runoff. There's no runoff like you guys up there, up north in the Mid-Atlantic have, you know. You got a runoff where everything runs off. Down there, it runs off, but then it starts standing. That's why they build things called levees. And levees don't do the job. Especially, you know, levees did the job back during the 70s. But now, with the way the hemisphere and the way things have changed, the weather patterns, no, it's not going to be able to sustain it.
No, I loved it. I think, it's there's no Democrats, there's no Republicans, there's no independents. They're all Americans there down there in Texas. They're all Texans helping out each other. Matter of fact, there are people going there from all over the country to try to help out our Texas brothers, you know, which I think is a great thing. So, hey, let's talk about the Houston mayor who has decided or had decided that there was no reason for people to leave or to evacuate the city, you know, because, you know, it was a no-win situation. People would be stuck in traffic. They wouldn't be able to get out or, you know what happens. And there's 5 million people there. You can't just evacuate. No, you bonehead. You can't just evacuate 5 million people overnight, but you can if you give them time to get out. Everybody else saw this coming except for him. But guess what? What party do you think he might belong to?
Well, see, that, here we go again. It's a situation where you have someone that's in charge, like in Baltimore when the riots happened or whatever. You had someone in charge that had no idea how to handle a situation like that. They thought more political than they thought saving lives or saving property. And that's what the issue is here. The issue is not about whether the person that's in charge. See, a lot of these people talk the talk and walk the walk, but until you get in the job and understand what the job is, a lot of it is the first year or so or whatever, but these guys, when you qualify for, when you go for a job, you're supposed to be able to have the requirements, leadership, and knowing how to act quickly and not always think politically, but to understand the situation. And for him to make a knee-jerk decision that you shouldn't have to, you probably caused more of the harm than you did good. And that's what the problem is. And that's why I say a lot of these people were, you know, no offense intended, civilians, they don't know how to handle a lot of things. You know, it's more handling politically or to try to save money. And there's no way in the world with none of these modern cities that you can evacuate anyone. I tried to give somebody a lesson on that a couple years ago. I said, you know, a Russian nuke takes 8 minutes to get here from a submarine launch one in the Atlantic. You do know that, right?
Yeah.
And they just looked at me like, I said, so how are you going to get 10 million people? And if you know anything about 95 and 295 in Maryland in D.C., you're not going to get out of there.
No.
All of you are going to die on the highway.
Well,
to get out.
This is kind of what this guy. So, first of all, he's been praised and he's been criticized. Can you imagine who's praising him, right? Nobody has said anything about. Look, he was meeting with people for a week before the storm. How real is it? What's going to happen? You know, he didn't want people stuck on the freeway. Well, look, they're either going to be stuck on the freeway or stuck in their homes, right? If this is really going to be as bad as they say it's going to be, and you give them a few days to get out, as Tammy had pointed out, a lot of times in these situations, they take the freeways and they make them all one direction, you know, so that people can, instead of four lanes, it's eight lanes. But, you know, not doing anything, telling people to hunker down in their homes, it's just ridiculous.
But, Joe, the 610 freeway is almost five or six lanes. So my thing of it is, that's kind of the best place to be is on the freeway, because guess what? With all the things that all the flooding, guess what's open? The 610 freeway.
Oh, yeah.
So why would you not let them get out of the neighborhoods, let them get near a freeway or somewhere where it's at least some better weather or drainage to get them out of that Houston Galleria or the metro area and you know, they dropped the ball again. I mean, but see, the thing with it is, what you're going to have in another couple of days, because, you know, our president went there, you know, came home and, you know, said what he had to say or whatever. And, you know, in reassurance that the government is behind him, you know, to help. And, you know, somebody's going to make it political eventually.
Oh, they already have. I've already tagged some articles for later on that, where they've already made this a political thing, you know, and nobody's really complaining about it. But we'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan's with us, and he will continue to be with us when we come back from the break. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. No, we're not. We are now. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you. Thank you for joining me this evening. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him on. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us to just talk about the issues of the day. Our hearts and our prayers go out to those people in Texas, and actually, Americans all over the place going there right now, tonight, to help out. I mean, it's great to see Americans come together. And not Democrats, not Republicans, but Americans, right? There's a novel idea, huh? You there? Did I lose you?
Yeah. No, I'm here.
All right. So, in the midst of all of this stuff, a CNN reporter, you know, just these people are so, you know, aren't they supposed to be the ones that are for the people? They love other people. You know, they want to make sure everybody's safe. They care about others. Well, the CNN reporter walks up to this black woman with two kids. They are drenched. They look tired, right? The kids are behaving great, but you can tell they're cold. And check this out. I hate these reporters who walk up and go, "So how do you feel about the storm?" How do I feel? I wish we'd have another 52 inches of rain. What are you, stupid? That's what I would say. But let's listen to what the choice words that this woman had.
And tell us how that was.
4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot. But y'all sitting here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the fuck is wrong with us.
So
you're really trying to understand with the mic.
You see that? You see that? There's a woman with a microphone. You'll see an end lady. You can just look like she's being slapped all around the place. Hold on.
Come on, still in my face. With me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting a microphone in my face.
Sorry. Rosa Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there. We're going to take a break from that, and we'll get back to you later on.
Is this guy serious? Is this great news reporting by CNN? Hales, it sounds like you have a family that is very upset. No, really? I mean, seriously,
That reporter needs now to be back down to the equipment room cleaner until she figures out. You got to have some sympathy for these people. I mean, this is CNN. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, once again, the journalism, the stupid journalism. I don't understand. Play Penn State and University. I can't understand where some of these people got their journalism degrees from. Who in the heck would take and stick a microphone? And they always, any of us that's from the black neighborhoods or whatever, from the hood, even just knows that they take. Why do they always find the most ugliest, uneducated person to stick the microphone in their face? I mean, they don't find anyone that has any kind of sense or whatever. I'm sorry, because I normally get the emails from everyone talking about, there you go bashing black people again. But it's gone on for years. And it's like, why would you take and stick a microphone in someone's face when they're going through something, irregardless or whatever, because you're going to get that type of response. It's just plain stupid. But at the Clinton News Network, that's what they do. They need them to say something political, like, let me guess. It was Donald Trump's fault, like what Barack would have said or whatever, that, it's his fault because of the hurricane and they wasn't prepared. No, once again, Democrat ran. That Democrat runs the city. So guess what? Guess who gets that award? Just like in Baltimore with the riot, waited till the last minute. And if you had done stuff the way you supposed to do, it would have reduced the level of damage. But once again, they know everything. They know everything. And I have to say that it's not a political situation. It's a situation where everyone needs to come together as human beings, not political party, not nothing, but to understand that the damage that I've seen is far. If you go further into the city, you'll see. If you go further, Galveston, Bay City, these people in Texas understand and know exactly what I'm talking about. If you go to them parts of the city, you'll understand exactly why that lady's went off like that, because I would have too. I'd have answered, I can't say what I would have really said, but a lot of people that know me that's listening to your show will know what I would have said.
If I was a producer, I would give the reporter a question to ask, because every one of them, like here in California, when we have a major earthquake, they stick microphones. The guy's standing in front of his house, or not his house anymore, now it's just a pile of rubble, and he's standing in front, so how do you feel about what happened? What do you mean, how do I feel about what happened? I'm happy. I was looking to build a new house anyhow. Thank God for the earthquake. It just, helped me take it out in a couple of scoops now, lady. What are you, stupid?
What a total bunch of idiots.
They're wonderful. This is great.
Yeah.
In Texas, I actually, it might even be, it is, in Houston, Texas. I guess the group is called the Louisiana Cajun Navy, okay? They were ordered to stand down because as they were out rescuing people, this talks about the dogs that are out there, as they were out rescuing people, they're in boats out there rescuing people from drowning, what's happening, do you think? They're being shot at, okay? The looters are shooting at the rescuers. It's like, right. Are you serious? I mean, you don't get much lower than that. You don't get much more scummy than that. It shows you how cold people are.
I go one better.
Keep it clean.
Let's go back to the ride. The firemen come in, put the fire out at the CVS, and the guy takes and cuts the hose on national television, leans down, and then slashes the hose. So don't give me that. That's about the lowest. That's even lower.
You're right. I had forgot about that. You are so right.
Right.
I was talking about this yesterday with somebody else, but what about the NFL now deciding whether to cover or not cover the quote-unquote protests, people taking a knee? But they plan on covering them as a rule. So this is at a time when it's the national anthem, right? And you would think that if they wanted to help out instead of making it worse,
that they would focus on the flag, focus on the singer, focus only on the people that are actually saluting the flag. I mean, come on. How can you still watch the NFL when they don't give a sweet Mary's whatever about your about patriotism, about this government, about the flag?
Well, like I said before, I don't mind anyone that has a different opinion of mine. That's not a problem. The problem of it is that if you're going to do something like this, then number one, I don't look at the action that they're doing. I look at why they're doing the action. Okay, you're doing the action because you're saying that it's about the police not respecting people or people discriminating against, well, law enforcement or the rule of law discriminating against people. First of all, every situation is different. I'm not saying that the police doesn't do things like this. I myself have experienced it. But my thing with this, most law enforcement officers that I know, is if you're not doing anything wrong, they're not going to bother you. And my thing with it is in a lot of these situations, if they just, instead of resisting command and just doing what the police officer asked you to do, a lot of times they throw all of this. And I'm not going to say in every instance. Of course not. It's bad police officers just like it's bad people. But my thing of it is, you have to understand, you can't ask, and I tip my hat to all of them, even the first responders, anyone, soldiers, anyone, that because you have to understand, when you're in a situation and you have to make a split-second decision between you going home to your family and them or somebody taking you out or this or that, it's a split-second decision. And when you're dealing with a bunch of animals, you cannot sit up and say, well, hey, I would have done it. You know, there's a lot of people who are Monday morning quarterbacks, and they sit, oh, I would have done this, or I would have done that, or I would have shot down at the ground. And so the book, look, man, officers and soldiers are not taught to shoot you for you to go out and fall on the ground. They're taught to kill you, to hit you in the mass of your, you know, of the body. So my thing of it is, and not jumping off subject, but the whole problem of this is the fact that if you're going to take a knee and say, this is why, okay, that's fine. Do it in the locker room, man. Do it. I don't even want you on the field. Do it in the locker room that you can come out, because really, in a sense, nobody really gives a you know what, whether you, that's how you feel. That's how you feel. As long as you catch that ball, make that tackle,
we gotta,
or whatever.
We got to go for a break, and I'm sure if I let you go, okay, You'll still be going when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Corey Duncan joins me. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, do appreciate so much the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him on. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us, as he does every week, to stir it up and let us know, give us his viewpoint on what's going on in the world today. Again, Corey, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, sir. Peter.
So, you know, you I know you were going off on something else when we went on the break, but I want to do this one, and then we can go to what's going on in Baltimore. So, a former Clinton campaign staffer was really having trouble with a rescue effort that was happening in Houston. And I've been corrected now. Apparently, it was an airboat that is... see, if it's an airboat, though, it would be flying through the air, right? Wouldn't it?
Stop it.
Okay. So, it's an airboat, and the two little wings in back that direct the air so it can turn have the Confederate flag on it. So, this fellow from the Clinton camp said... It's amazing, y'all. The Confederate flag crowd is helping black people. Oh, wow. I can't believe it. All right? So this just shows you the stupidity to begin with. And he says,
I would absolutely get on the boat, but on the way off, I would rip those flags off. To which producer Tammy said, I would then push you back in the water. You know, that easy for her. And then he said, he's alluding to the fact because he was born and raised in Houston, he knows these people are racist. It's like, wait a minute, if you're a true racist, you really hate black people, and you've got an airboat, wouldn't you be looking for white people first?
Well, let's ask the question. See, this is what you add when you have people that are...
idiots?
I'm going to give a real quick political lesson to a lot of people that don't know the difference between a socialist and a liberal, as I always like to say on everyone's show. This right here is not even a socialist. This is not a Democrat. This is a liberal talking. That's what you hear coming out of this guy's mouth. He's a liberal. And whatever it is, you know, that's a lot of BS, because guess what? If he was getting ready to drown, he wouldn't care if it was a picture of the devil himself on there. He would get on a boat. Let's ask the question. If these people are so racist, and everyone that chews tobacco or has a Confederate flag or whatever, check this out. I'm going to post it in a little while, Corey Charismatic Dunk on Facebook, of the line of boats and everything else that's coming from all around that territory, from Louisiana, Oklahoma, and places like that. And they're white folks. So my question of it is, they're not just coming there to save white folks. They save black folks, too. So am I missing something, or is it like, or we got another eclipse, or what?
No. Listen, I got to ask you a question. I was asking it last night. I couldn't get an answer, which was, you know, if the Black Lives Matter people, right, the BLM people, if they're so concerned about black lives, where were they in this, in all those? Is it only dry black people they care about? I mean, the wet black people they don't care about? Or I'm thoroughly confused if they really care about all lives.
Don't ask me. You need to ask the liberal that, because, I mean, my sense is I'm asking the same question you asking. Where were they at? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where is the great one, the almighty Mr. Cool himself? Where is he at? Right. He's somewhere playing golf. Oh, okay. But let me take care of it real quick. Larry Hogan, Baltimore Fashion Town. I got my bat out. Larry Hogan took, and they had a meeting today with the leader of the judges of Baltimore City to try to get a grasp and understand why do they keep allowing a person. I told you a couple weeks ago somebody got murdered, and the guy had 3 handgun violations in 1 week, and they allowed him to get out. Not one, not two, but 3. If he looked at his rap sheet, was like, why is this animal on the street? Well, guess what? Governor Hogan went today, and they had a hearing, and guess what? People that wanted to come in, even senators, were told, councilmen told that they could not come in while they was holding the hearing. Why? Your tax money paid for this, and guess what? At the end of the day, Governor Hogan still was asking the question, why are they out on the street? Because he was challenging a lot of the judges who are, you're saying, liberals. They're liberals, and they don't believe. They believe these are liberals, and they believe in, well, let's give them another chance. Then when they kill a family member, there's, oh, we need to change the laws. As I told you before, you can't get a hold on the situation in Baltimore, Chicago, and places like this because the stupid liberals run it. And if you got a Republican governor or conservative governor, and he try to come in and help, this is what you get. So please, whatever you do, don't blame Whitey. Blame the 98% black people that run these cities, and they look like Beirut, and you got people getting murdered, 9 murders in 1 day, or whatever like that, and nobody has an answer. And they told him, well, we don't have a problem. Governor Hogan was like, you don't have a what? Really?
They're brain dead. They're just brain dead people. I'm amazed. And you really, but listen, let's be honest about it, Corey. They keep electing them in Baltimore. They keep electing them back.
That's because when they're born from the womb, they're told Democrats is for the poor, Republicans is for the rich, and if we continue to allow them, and when, you know, but my thing over there is, you know, when me and you bring up these type of, views, or we bring up the situation that it is, nobody, you can't get a straight answer. You can't get a straight answer from liberals, and you can't get a straight answer from the people that put these fools in office. That's the thing that has me scratching my head all the time.
What do you think about this professor out of Tampa that said that Texas deserved what it's getting because they voted for Trump? I mean, seriously, he got fired, but did we see a whole bunch of outcry from people on the left? I'm just curious. I was looking for it.
Of course not. You're not going to see nothing like that, because what it is a double standard. And the double standard, and it's been the double standard for a long time. You know, just like the double standard about the sheriff. Or whatever, yeah, he pardoned the sheriff, which I applaud, because guess what? At least he didn't let 300 convicts leave and told him, well, because you have a lesser charge of having cocaine and crack that's already fixed to sell, you know, it's already fixed to sell, but we're going to let you go because you didn't meet the quota or whatever like that. But this man's doing his job, hey, like we were talking off the break. So for him to do his job, when you're dealing with a bunch of illegals that's running across the border and not knowing what country they're coming from or who they support or whatever coming across, because it's obvious that at least 60% to 80% of them are coming here to get away from that country for poverty or to run or coming here to start up crime. So my whole thing is he's doing his job, but you want to lock him up because the judge told him not to do something or that he was profiling or whatever. How can you get a fix on something if you don't profile somebody? They're not going to get it right every time. So you can't ask a law enforcement officer to be a politician. And that's what the issue is in all of these sanctuary cities like Baltimore. Like, what, you wouldn't see this in Texas. I'm sorry. And lo and behold, everyone knows my plans and that I'm going home for good. I'm done with the won't be the bad black man from Baltimore, because I'm not from Baltimore, I'm from Queens, New York, but I live in the Baltimore region. But the thing is the fact that no more of that. All of my family's going to the Lone Star and stay there. And I know I'm going to hear someone black say, well, go ahead, Rick, you turn your back on black people. Black people been turning their back on each other for years and stuff. Don't make me start getting about the crabs. A scenario or the porch monkey syndrome. Okay. And no, Joe is not paying me to say this.
We'll call your teed off black man from Texas. How's that? We'll change that, won't you?
Yep, exactly.
You know what it is? It's just simply laying it out there in plain, simple English. You know, you're living it. You know it. You've been around it. And people don't want to accept it. They just don't want to accept the fact that some people, not a certain group of people, not a certain class of people, but some people don't want out of the problems or the issues they have. They're very comfortable in the crap that they're hanging out in, right?
Well, no, they have a problem with people with different views, and they have a problem with a person with that's the same color as them, but they speak differently. Also, they have their facts. They don't like that. They don't like that. And you say things, I know in the first 5 or 10 minutes or the first 3 or 4 sentences whether I'm going to be walking away from you or I'm going to be standing there and have an educated conversation about it. And you don't have to agree with everything I say. But the only thing that I say is the fact that I have facts. I will give you all the facts you need. You go research it. That's how you shut everyone up. Then you don't have to worry about that.
I love it because you're so right. A lot of times I can stop a conversation on Facebook just by throwing in a fact and a link to that fact. And okay, then explain this, and it stops the whole thing. Listen, we're up against the time, so tell people how they can find Corey Duncan.
Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. Corey Prayers Duncan. Continue to pray for the Lone Star. And
amen.
Don't be scared. You don't have to worry about no career because we got it handled. Don't even worry about it.
Yes, if you say so. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break, and I mean a lot more. Apparently, Ivanka Trump, that nasty woman, wants people to pray for the brave heroes of Hurricane Harvey. And according to Twitter, not a good thing. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You there?